From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iraqi and Kurdish forces have been battling since early morning after Iraqi forces advanced north out of Kirkuk, an oil city they took over in the past week, toward the Kurdish capital Erbil. Baghdad said it intends to occupy all disputed lands, returning the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region to its more constrained 2003 borders. Some fighters and civilians on the Kurdish side fear that Baghdad wants to move even further into Erbil. Others said that Baghdad is likely to move into areas that have been self-governing for more than 25 years. The areas Iraqi forces are moving into were mostly under Baghdad's control in 2014, when Islamic State militants swept into the region. Kurdish Peshmerga and coalition forces recaptured the lands, and the Kurdistan region has since held them. Aid agencies report that nearly 7,000 Rohingya refugees stranded in dire conditions on the Bangladesh side of the border with Myanmar have been allowed to enter.
The refugees who were stranded for 4 days in no man's land are now being assisted by aid agencies in Cox's Bazar. Spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, Joel Millman, says the refugees have told aid workers heartbreaking stories about their perilous escape from Myanmar.
Talking about families saying that they could only take some of their children out of Myanmar and left others behind with neighbors, people who worked for 11 days.
Nearly 600,000 Rohingya have fled violence in Myanmar since late August, and agencies say more are on their way to Bangladesh. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of Somalis gathered Friday to pray at the site of the country's deadliest bombing last Saturday when a truck bomb exploded on a busy street in Mogadishu, killing what is now believed to be 358 people. As Somalis in the capital city paid their respects, the Somalian prime minister said Somalia's president will announce a state of war against the al-Shabaab extremists the government blames for the bombing. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis went to Capitol Hill Friday to meet with Senator John McCain after the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee threatened to issue a subpoena for information about the deaths of four U.S. soldiers killed in Niger. After meeting privately with McCain in his office, Mattis promised to keep better lines of communication with Congress. McCain said that the meeting helped to clear up the information channels. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide blast inside a crowded mosque in Kabul has killed at least 40 worshippers.
It was in fact a crowded mosque for Shiite Muslims, where a suicide bomber just walked in and blew himself up. And there are dozens of people seriously wounded, according to the Afghan Interior Ministry. And in fact, what we are hearing right now is that there were two attackers. And as soon as the first one blew himself up, there was a second attacker. He was armed with automatic weapons, and he started shooting at the crowd.
That is IS Gul reporting. Another attack in Ghor province killed at least 33 people. Spain's prime minister is going to unveil the government's latest effort to halt Catalonia's independence bid.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said he will announce on Saturday measures to impose direct rule on the wealthy region of Catalonia over its bid to succeed. Spain's King Felipe VI called for a unified Spain.
España tiene que hacer frente.
Spain needs to face up to an unacceptable secession attempt on its national territory, which it will resolve using legitimate democratic institutions, respecting our constitution, adhering to the values and principles of the parliamentary democracy in which we have lived for 39 years.
The socialists, the main opposition, said Friday they would back special measures to impose central rule on the region to thwart the secessionist-minded Catalan government and end a crisis that has unsettled the euro and hurt confidence in the eurozone's fourth-largest economy. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has filed a suggestion with the United Nations to stop allowing airline passengers to stow laptops in their checked baggage, saying it could cause a fire hazard. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.